Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
You're listening to WRDN 1430 AM Durand Mondovi Wabasha and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. 3 years after the U.S. left Afghanistan.
As we mark this solemn day, we also honor all those who served and sacrificed, and for the families who likewise served and sacrificed.
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby, there was a wreath laying at Arlington National Cemetery today. It was in memory of the 13 U.S. service members who were killed. Former President Trump attended the ceremony. It was one of the first events in a week packed with appearances in battleground states. Vice President Harris will spend some time this week prepping for the upcoming debate on September 10th, and then she leaves with her running mate Tim Walz on a multi-state bus trip. Health officials in New England are warning residents to do what they can to prevent the spread of Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E. It's a mosquito spread illness that in some cases can be fatal. This is ABC News. Prosecutors giving an update on the ongoing investigation into the super yacht, which capsized during a storm last week off the coast of Sicily. Here's ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
Just days after prosecutors launched a manslaughter investigation into the deaths of seven people killed when that super yacht sank off the coast of Sicily, Italian media now reporting the ship's captain has been put under investigation for multiple manslaughter and causing a shipwreck. This comes amid questions as to whether surviving crew members could have done more to save those who perished, believed to have been asleep when the ship sank. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The New York Open begins today in New York City. The NYPD is deploying additional security measures, including drones, dogs, and bomb detection. But they say there have been no specific or credible threats against the event. The Polaris Dawn crew for SpaceX's next mission is undergoing its final preparations for its scheduled liftoff on Tuesday. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. The body of a man reported missing after his boat capsized in northeast Wisconsin over a month ago was found Saturday. A caller reported to Marinette County Dispatch that they had located a body near Green Island. The body was recovered and identified as 32-year-old Billy Salnick of Little Suamico. Salnick and his two children were reported missing after they didn't return from a July 13th sailing trip. 2 days later, the capsized boat was located with the bodies of Selnick's 5-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son found about a mile from the boat. The incident is still under investigation. Man is dead after falling from a bridge and into a northeast Wisconsin river. New London police say friends of the 22-year-old Sheboygan man witnessed him fall from the bridge and into the Wolf River early Saturday morning. After the friends went into the river to try to locate the man, dive crews with sonar began a search for him. The unidentified man's body was eventually found by midday Saturday, not far from where he fell in. One person is dead after a fire in Janesville last week. When firefighters joined Janesville police on a welfare check Thursday afternoon, they found smoke-stained windows and requested a full response. Officials found a person dead inside the home and determined a fire happened there throughout the evening. No working smoke or carbon monoxide alarms were found in the house. Former President Donald Trump has scheduled a campaign stop in Wisconsin. The Republican presidential nominee will host a town hall in La Crosse Thursday. The Trump campaign says the event at the La Crosse Center will have Trump outlining his agenda aimed at making America affordable again. He'll also listen to the concerns of Wisconsinites heading into the November election. Trump's La Crosse stop will follow a visit earlier in the day in Michigan to deliver remarks about the economy. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Soybeans rally despite new contract lows in both corn and wheat on first notice day selling pressure. Hogs also fail after a sharp breakout last week, while cattle futures posted an impressive rally in the face of a slightly bearish cattle and feed report. We'll find out if the market can build on it.
Live from Manalo Monday, I guess, via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Brad Coima from Coima Coima Harlech. Later, Perry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. Directly following the news, Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net. Ah, and some newsmen with my feet on the desk for this one as we join in welcoming Michelle Rook.
Hey, thanks, Davis.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Uh-huh. How's your Monday going?
Really good. I'm still fired up. Have you ever seen Barry Manilow live?
No, I have not. Sorry. It's not on my bucket list.
Right here in Kansas City. And I'm going to tell you something. I shared this with the morning audience as well. I'm so fired up. I had your attitude. I felt that same attitude coming straight from you. That was with me, like, Barry Manilow. Okay, whatever. Does Barry Manilow know you raid his wardrobe, right? The Breakfast Club ruined us! For Barry Manilow, the guy's fantastic. What a showman at age, what, is he 80, 81 or something? He writes the songs, baby. He writes the songs.
Well, you are a musician, and so am I, so you certainly can appreciate the depth of his talent.
Absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely. And this is the thing. This is his last road trip. He's out saying goodbye. He said he bid farewell to Kansas City. He said, you can come see me in Vegas. I guess he's got a show going, a residency thing or whatever. So if you get a chance to see Manilow out on the road, good people, check him out. There. I'm done talking about Barry Manilow now. Hi, Michelle.
Hey there.
What are we doing today?
I'm trying to recover from crop tour yet from last week. Oh.
Yeah, you were out on the road, weren't you?
Yeah, I was on the West.
Mm-hmm.
And with Chip.
Yep.
So, and of course, people that haven't been on crop tour maybe don't realize we're in the field all day. And then at night we have a big meeting and you have to you know, entertain the crowd and MC that, or at least I do, which is exhausting for me. So I'm still trying to recover.
Yeah. Now, I'm one of these people. I don't mind being out and around people, but if I need to recharge, I need to get alone. You know what I mean? Are you that way as well?
Yeah.
Just get alone to recharge? Yeah. Well, very good. Before we get too much further, why don't we get the news taken care of here? I've got wheat futures. They marked a fresh contract low overnight, but saw moderate corrective buying this morning. However, Canadian rail workers are no longer on strike, and wheat today gave back what was gained in response to the original walkout last week. USDA reported export inspections of 537,000 metric tons. That's up from the previous week. December HRW wheat futures gained 2 cents to 537.25. December SRW wheat softened 3 cents to 525. September spring wheat ended the day at 541.5. That's down 1.25 cents. Michelle, I talked with Josh Linville about this rail thing, and they're back at work today. I don't know that we may see this flare back up on us. Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, I've just seen and heard basically that this may not be over because it looks like the labor unions are going to appeal. Is that right? Is that what you're hearing?
That was kind of the thought from Josh today. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see because this is a huge deal, Michelle. And
yeah,
you know,
not only on fertilizer prices and inputs coming into the U.S., but it could impact our basis big time.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Corn futures were volatile in today's trade. Restricted rainfall is expected across the Midwest. This, according to World Weather Inc., scattered showers will keep the Corn Belt from being completely dry, but widespread rainfall is not expected. Current soil moisture is expected to carry the crop through the dry spell without much crop stress. USDA reported export inspections, 894,000 metric tons. That was down moderately from the previous week's inspections. September corn futures fell 5.75 to 362. December corn dropped 4.5 cents to 386.5. March corn futures closed at 405.25, down 4.25 cents. Michelle?
Yeah, I was hoping that maybe corn would be able to find some footing after Pro Farmer came in under 15 billion bushels on the corn crop, but it looks like wheat kind of drug it down today.
Yep, a little bit. Well, the soy complex was mixed in today's trade, but strength in soybean oil was enough to urge soybeans higher to a higher close. USDA reported export inspections of 411,000 metric tons. That's up more than 5,500 metric tons from the previous week. Above normal temperatures and a dry forecast limited selling in today's trade. September soybeans firmed 7.75 cents to 9.59.75. November beans added 7.75 to 9.80.75. January beans closed at 9.98.25. That's up 7.5 on the day. Pretty resilient in the beaners today, Michelle.
Yeah, maybe putting in a little weather premium, but some of the guys I talked to today also felt like maybe some of this was some buying on very strong crush margins now by the processors.
Well, December cotton today down 65 points to 70.26. On your livestock's Friday's cattle on feed report lent some starch to the cattle market. USDA's cold storage report Friday afternoon showed robust demand for beef. October live cattle today up 127.5 to 176.97.5. September feeders up 277.5 to 241.35. And on the snout side, October lean hog futures marked a fresh 2.5 month high this morning, though futures ended the day under light pressure. October hogs today down 15 cents, 80.40. The December contract a nickel lower at 70.70. Michelle?
Yeah. Impressive day in the cattle, especially in light of that placements number in the cattle on feed. A lot of people thought maybe we'd open lower. Hogs, I think maybe we saw a little cattle hog spread unwinding. But let's bring in Jack Scoville from Price Futures Group to talk a little bit about price action here today. First of all, new contract lows, Jack, in both corn and wheat futures here today. Was that first notice day selling pressure, or what did you make it up as? All right, I'm not hearing Jack. Did I lose him?
Well, you know, I did introduce in the intro that I said the wrong name. Maybe he's angry with us.
Oh, I don't know. I never saw Jack pop on, but
yeah, I don't see him either. Yeah.
Well, I had some of my analysts that I talked to today thought maybe there was a little First Notice Day selling pressure here. We have First Notice Day coming up on Friday. A lot of those longs have to be out of that September contract as we go into the delivery period. And there's a lot of farmers that are still holding a lot of old crop corn and wheat that would impact the September contract, especially as you see some of those contracts. If you have a basis fixed contract, you either have to roll it or you have to price it. And some producers may be forced to do something right now just because we're going into harvest and they've got to have, especially in the case of corn, someplace to put that corn. So that might have been part of the problem in corn and wheat here today, it looked like.
Got to sweep them bins. And also here, just to get a little bit specific, because I imagine you're going to talk a little cattle today. Cold storage report out on Friday. Frozen beef stocks dropped 799,000 pounds from June. That's a lot. But when you compare that to the five-year average, we were expecting a 10.8 million pound increase, Michelle.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beef.
And pork stocks were down even more. I think that was a positive, but the market didn't necessarily trade it that way here today. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk to Brad Coima with Coima Coima Varlick about all that and more. You're listening to AgriTalk.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
Want to start building before spring? Morton Building's Winter Windup is the chance to get ahead of winter weather and save big on select building projects. Now through October 31st, we'll be working all winter long, but building spots are limited. Don't wait to start your project. Click Get Started at MortonBuildings.com today.
My name is Grant Bell. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Sullivan, Indiana. Becoming a Sweetwater Technologies franchise partner has allowed me to return to the home farm and diversify my income source. Drones are the future, and they really are a solid agronomic endeavor. And we're flying at 28 feet per second, getting a nice uniform swath across your field, really blowing down that product into the canopy. We're having great success this summer, and I'm really excited to see where things go. Apply today to become a partner at SweetwaterTechnologies.com.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. We're shuffling the buttons around here just a little bit. Looking forward to hearing from Michelle Rook here any second. Michelle, have we got you? I think we do. A conversation with Brad Coima from Coima Barlick. Yeah, no, you're good. Good to go. I was just hyping him up a little bit for the big talk with Brad Coima.
Right. And of course, appropriate to have Brad on. I know because you guys were talking about the crop tour on Friday. We had a cattle and feed report came out at 2 o'clock. And so we really didn't get time to hash through any of that. And let me just give you the numbers. The on feed number was a little over 100% in line with expectations. Placements came in at 106%. That was up from the 103 expected. Marketing's at 109, right in line with expectations. But let's bring in Brad Coima with Coima Barlick and Sioux Center. Brad, let's talk about that placements number. I think a lot of us thought that maybe the market would negatively react to that today, and we didn't. But put that placements number into perspective for us.
Well, thanks for asking that question. Thanks for having me on, of course. We're talking cattle and feed. You might as well find the most nerdy number guy about the cattle market that you can find, right?
That would be you.
Yeah. That would be me. Yeah. So let's hone in on that placement number. One needs to understand that we are comparing these reports are as compared to a year ago. Okay. So we're comparing to a historically low number, last July. To put it in a little broader perspective, if you took the last 5 years of placements, this year's report would have been 98%. So it would have still been down 2%. So it's a little bit of a skew. And, you know, my feeling is on these monthly reports that I know everybody's been caught up in this placement number, it seems like the last while, but I don't know. I cut my teeth on thinking that the most important number on this thing was marketing. Mm-hmm. Placements, after all, are a matter of timing, right? A cow has a calf, and then some of them get placed as a 4-weight, a 5-weight, a 6-weight. Some get made into yearlings. Some get backgrounded. You know, so it's a really a matter of timing can play a big role in that. So I didn't really see the report as being too disarming, particularly when you look at a market that had broke $15 coming into it.
Yeah. Replacing, right?
Correct.
So when does the next marketing hole come, do you think?
My opinion, and of course, I don't know, but I mean, I think there's a couple of us number nerds, a couple of us fundamental analysts that are still, you know, asking and pondering and saying, where are the cattle? Do you remember the September and October cattle and feed reports? With that big placement number that, you know,
right.
The big break, apparently those cattle are still coming. No, they aren't. They just never were there, in my opinion. If I had a look at the numbers that I guess I believe, and then factoring a little bit of the big variable, of course, is are we going to continue to place record amount of heifers? The last 2 years, we fed more heifers as a percentage of steers than we'd ever done before. Last year was the all-time record. The year before that had been the previous record, okay? So if indeed, you know, you're seeing a slowdown in the cow slaughter year to date, down over 15%, if that is a reflection of the fact that, okay, we're going to start to save some heifers now, we'll see. It's regional. I talked to a lot of these people, Michelle. There's still areas that don't have enough, are confident enough in enough grass that they've had enough rain. There's still a lot of guys that tell me, hey, I can't afford not to sell these heifers. But at some point, I think it has to start to happen. And I would expect it'll be now, going into the fall. So I think the numbers start to get tighter in December and get, even more so the first quarter of next year. If I had to answer that question, when it gets the tightest.
Yeah. And just quick, we did see a shift in the number of cattle on feed and placements moving from the south actually to the northern feedlot areas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A great pickup there, Michelle. I think it's kind of interesting. Of course, I'm a north guy, and I'm a negotiated trade guy, as most people know. I believe with my whole heart that that's important, critical to the market. So it's been interesting to see really almost over a year now that patterning, and it was consistent on this report as well. The placements in Nebraska were 102%. Iowa was 102%. Versus, say, a Kansas, which was 94%, and Texas came in at 101. That's the on-feed numbers. The placement number for Nebraska was 106, and the placement number for Iowa is 110. So we continue to see the cattle come to the north. And that, you know, guys say, why is that? We'll look at the premium structure, first of all. We've been much higher than the south. At times, 6, 8, 10. One week, I remember we were 12 over the south. And some of that has to do with negotiation, I believe. Some of it has to do with the quality of cattle. I think the other reason maybe that cattle moving toward here has been cost of gain issues. Now the corn's come a long ways down, of course, but we went through a period here of relatively high cost of gains, and because of, you know, freight basis changes that way, because of that, because of the inability to feed the ethanol byproduct in the South. So it's nice to see the cattle moving back in this direction, in my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt. And I know you have said to me before that we missed the mid-year cattle inventory report in July. USDA discontinued that part of the series because of budgetary constraints, but that was actually a more important report than this cattle on feed report.
In my opinion, not even close. Michelle, it was extremely frustrated, extremely disappointed. Did talk up the food chain to a fairly high placed individual at the USDA, and it's no individual's fault. A lot of good people there, but the system let us down. Like I said, this monthly report is about timing, whereas the inventory report, I mean, there's a lot of people that make a lot of big decisions. I mean, if we don't have the opportunity to know what the cow herd is, what the calf crop was, how many heifers are you saving? This guy told me that is a $500,000 savings if they didn't do it, that they hadn't allocated $500,000 to do this report. I think that's horrible. I mean, the way they spill money. So, you know, is it their fault? It's somebody's fault for not allocating or thinking it's important enough. So thank you for the soapbox here that I can, because I'm given a chance every time I can. It's a big deal. It's what drives the numbers. Once you have a cow, it's going to have a calf, right? I mean, this it's much more important. I told the guy, he couldn't believe it. I said, I'd give up on 3 month reports if you'd give us the cattle inventory report. He says, well, I didn't know that was that important. I'm like, yeah, wow. So people could argue with me, but I really, really missed the report. I think it's wrong. We have a right to know. It's about transparency. Don't think that the Packers aren't doing all they can to do all the reach that they can to figure out what those numbers are.
Well, you aren't the only person that has been upset about it. The cattle producers in the country have been very upset as well. And you are a cattle producer yourself in addition. All right, let's talk a little bit about the chart action today. Like I said, I think there was a lot of speculation. We were going to see maybe a gap lower opening on this placements number. We actually closed very strong here today. Can we build on it?
I thought too that. I come in this morning, and honestly, I thought, you know, we've had a $15 sell-off. I thought that sell-off was more about people that wanted to be out of the market rather than people that felt that they needed to be in the market. And if you think about back what some of the influences were here, you had that big, great recession fear, the big stock market break. Remember,
right.
You had the concern over, the issues in the Middle East, which will be there for our whole lifetime, probably. And then I think some of the political wins were maybe given some uncertainty to the marketplace as well. So I kind of come in thinking, oh, it's broke $15. Well, I wonder if the people that thought they needed to be out are out. And now we'll see. And then, you know, having looked at the placement number and having a pretty good reason why. So it's up a percent and a half more than the guess, and feeling that maybe that was consequential, hoping we'd open lower and close higher, and that lower opening didn't last but for hardly a minute. You had to be right there. So one of the things about the chart pattern, and I know you and I have talked on air, on off air about this thing, but this is eerily similar to the 2014 pattern.
I was going to set you up to talk about that, but go for it.
All right, thank you. A couple of us in the office here had noticed this for a while already, making a high in late July in 2014. We made a low. So this year it's the 25th and the 28th, respectively, for 14 and in 2024 this year. In 14, we bottomed on the 20th of August. Well, if that's the intermediate low, that was the 21st of August this year. And then the whole patterning of the big rally followed by a correction, and then held then in August, and then went on to further, you know, take it off. And of course, unless you guys are all 22 years old, 14, we went on higher all the way into November, you know, after that. So the reason I was kind of dialed in on the 14 chart, Michelle, was that because I think there's similar fundamentals. Mm-hmm. We were going in going into tight supply in 14, which is the same thing that I believe we're doing now. We were very, very current in the north in 2014, which I can assure you is absolutely the case now. This is my backyard. We don't have any big cattle. We couldn't wait to sell them. The cattle were making nice money. Performance has been good. And so I thought that there was some fundamental, and then curiously enough, that these charts start to line up too. It's kind of fun.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We'll talk about that and what you're thinking the cash trade is going to start to do here if we can find a bottom this week. Brad Coima joining us with Coima Coima Barlick. You're listening to AgriTalk.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Another great harvest thanks to Pioneer brand corn.
Just a few questions.
Who are you?
Kim Kernel, Ag Sports News. I've been chasing your combine for a while. How does it feel getting 10 more bushels per acre over last season?
It feels great. Couldn't have done it without Pioneer. It's America's number one corn brand.
And there you have it, folks. Live from the field.
Who are you talking to?
Pioneer. Your best year starts here. Learn more at pioneer.com/best yet.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures gained 2 cents to 537 and one quarter. December SRW wheat softened 3 cents to 525. September corn futures fell 5¾ cents to 362. December corn dropped 4½ cents to 386 and one half. September soybean futures up 7¾ cents today to 959 and three quarters. Novi beans added 7¾ to 980 and three quarters. December cotton today fell 65 points to 70.26. On your livestock's October fats firmed 127 and one half to 176.97 and a half. September feeders added 277 and one half to 241.35. And October lean hogs today down 15 cents, 80.40. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scorching hot today with high heat and humidity. An excessive heat warning is in effect as temperatures soar to the low 90s. It'll be feeling like 106 degrees. Then, strong to severe thunderstorms push in overnight, packing the threats of high wind and heavy downpours. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. I don't know what you're thinking! So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Michelle Rook, subbing in today for Chip Flory. Joining us, Brad Coima with Coima Coima Varlick is our guest analyst today. And before the break, Brad, we were talking a little bit about the futures and kind of where the action is going to go from here. But let's talk about cash trade. Of course, the record high was set the first part of July at 198.95 on the five area weighted average. We broke about $13. Are we about done going down?
Well, in my opinion, yes. And then, you know, two questions there. Are we done going down on the futures? Or are we done going down on the cash? One of the things that last segment, we talked a little bit about the 2014 thing, and not to belabor that, but the other interesting thing that happened then was we saw a huge basis flip. Went from a big discount to a premium, believe it or not. Futures went from a big discount to a premium. So it should be interesting to see if we see something like that develop. My feeling would be that it's likely that both are close to going down or close to stopping to go down. That I'm a little bit seasonally against the wind here. You know, typically you'd get a little bounce the week or two before Labor Day and then struggle a little bit afterwards. At this point, we don't really see much weakness in the boxes. We see a packer that's got actually some profitability returning because he's able to hold the boxes higher and buy these cattle a lot cheaper than they were. And so, you know, one thing that's still consistent, I think, in the American system is greed. And if they're making some money, I would think that they would maybe want to hold up. So the last 3-4 weeks, people have been easy sellers. And I understand that. Basis has encouraged some of that. Basis may have slowed that down to the guys in the South, you know, where all of a sudden now the August isn't too far from their last bids. They only got 183 at the end of the week last week, after all. So that might, you know, might put a little bit of arch in their step. And then if you put on top of that, Michelle, so we had October cattle at 174 something after a $200 high. That's a $26 break. That's a 13% wow. Break in prices. That's a pretty big break.
And we're going to get into our tightest numbers coming up at the end of the year. So obviously that should be supportive going forward.
You always got to throw the disclaimer, right? I mean, barring some sort of black swan.
Yes. We always talk about that. All right. Well, do you think we can retest the record highs we set in September of 2023 at some point?
I think we can blow right through them.
Okay.
Again, you know, assuming we don't have some demand, you know, crisis thing like a major recession or whoever, whatever else. But to me, I know, I think the thing's poised to have one of those blow off deals like so many of the other markets that we've seen do. And we really haven't had that here yet. So, if you and I were betting a steak dinner, notice nobody ever bets a fourth of roasted chicken or a pork chop dinner. You know, I would say something well north of 200. And we'll see. I'm guessing like the rest of them, of course.
Yeah. And we got to keep the funds interested. They're still long about 42,000 contracts. Hopefully they've liquidated all they want. We also should talk about hogs actually had a chart breakout last week, a higher weekly close where cattle were going the opposite direction. So we've had some of this cattle hog spread unwinding. That's been a factor too, hasn't it?
I sure think it has. Now, some, you know, people don't realize that. Some people don't. You do. I know. But there's a couple of these algorithms that actually trade that cattle hog spread. I'll tell you what, I can't quite imagine that they can get their head around that. Two very separate markets. I'm old enough to remember when those two were joined at the hip. They aren't so much at all anymore. So many, many times we've noticed that if you have a sharp move in one, usually it's contrasted by the opposite move in the other. So with that big sell off on the cattle, it sure looks to us like there was some selling of cattle, buying of hogs, by those guys. And tell you what, that hog market can take any kind of rally, no matter how they can get it. One of the things I think is a little bit of an underlying thing there is, if indeed you're one of those, recession fear mongers or whatever, the hogs do benefit in that kind of a environment, right? Typically. So maybe that's part of it too, Michelle.
Yeah. And we've got October at a future discount of the futures to the cash index now. So maybe that was a little bit of it as well. Okay. So you mentioned 2014, and I guess I'm curious, let's talk about corn prices in 2014 as well, because a lot of people have been comparing this year to the analog year of 2014 when we went down to, I think, 318 and a quarter. Do you think it's possible that corn prices have to go that low with what we know about supply and demand?
Great question. And that's why you're good at this. You know, have to. I don't see that they have to. I don't see that the fundamentals in the corn have the same sort of thing like we, you know, where I can draw that up as I can in the cattle. You know, could they get there? I suppose they could. I was more in the line of sometimes the older the stuff gets, the harder it is to relate to again. As I look at that long-term charts, if you allow me just to go into that, you know, dreaming here a little bit, you know, I come back to the COVID market as being one of the real, you know, access points of our marketplace, the spring of 2020. And we stunk. Okay.
It was terrible.
Yeah. We all remember that. Right. And I thought that the breakout point on the corn was when we finally in the fall got above give or take 360. Okay. Maybe you think it's 357 and a half. The next guy thinks it's 365, whatever. Just, you know, circle 360 on a weekly chart and keep an eye on it. Obviously, September corn's not very far from it. I'm more in the camp that we're already starting to see a little better demand. Look at the ethanol grind. Exports actually been a little better, especially on the
right.
Basis levels in my part of the world still don't indicate, at least in the corn, that we're swimming in it. Basis is pretty strong. I would be less. I think we got to go all the way back to that 310-12 level.
Yeah, the funds, though, continue to kind of push this market down every time we get a little bit of a rally, though, don't they?
No question. And the problem with the funds is they're trend followers. And so you need to do something contra trend enough to get them to start to cover. And clearly we haven't been able to do that at all, as we saw a market make new contract lows here again today. So we got some work to do.
Yeah, and not only that, but every time we get a little short covering rally, you get some farmer selling, which also kind of pushes us back into the contract low areas too, doesn't it?
Tough deal. We got we're really sailing into the wind here. And I don't know. It's the end of August. I've seen a lot of big crops make a low in September. I don't get me wrong. This thing ain't going to run away to the upside. We just got to first stop going down first. But I can't quite get my head around thinking we got to lose another 50, 60 cents.
Yeah. We're going into first notice day here on Friday though. So that might be part of the selling pressure too, you think, or not?
I think so. Evening up option stuff, expiration, a lot of that stuff happening here. I don't know. Maybe we could get, a month in, quarter. Maybe some of these funds would like to take a little money once, but maybe that's wishful thinking.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the record crop, the lack of weather threats that we've had this year. Obviously, Northwest Iowa, where you're at, has had some problems. But do you feel like maybe the biggest crop is already factored into this market? The most bearish news is are we close to getting it factored in?
Going to get a subjective opinion on that because my son and I actually do farm. I do know how to run a combine. We've got a local area here that was pounded by floods. So, experienced it myself, you know, where you've got, I don't know, you know, 20% of your crop is a zero. And I know how you got to have awfully good on the rest on the other 80% to have your so-called record average.
Yeah.
Where it's good here, it is very good. However, you already have got this thing way on top of it. I think it's historically either once or twice, correct me if I'm wrong, I wasn't prepped well as I should here, of that kind of a jump in the yield or that kind of a jump on top of the old record yield. So this is still a stretch, in my opinion. My sense would be that both on acres and on yield that you've heard the biggest number.
Yeah. What about soybeans? We held the contract lows today. Were we higher putting in a little weather premium, or do you think we're getting the most bearish news factored into that market as well?
I think you beat the market up with supply news, right? You know, big crop. And then all of a sudden now the market, I think, is maybe starting to shift its attention just a little bit to the other side of the market where, you know, what is this, 3 weeks in a row? You know, where we've had pretty good exports to the, you know, four-letter word, China, right? So You know, I know I'm at the risk of sounding like a conspiracy theorist or something like that. I think there is something to keeping an eye on the political wind, because I do think it depends. It does make a difference to China, in my opinion, on who they perceive to be a president next, and who they perceive to be a tough trade partner next. Okay, I think I'm saying this so everybody understands it, right? So maybe there's some pre-buying going on with all the uncertainty, but we'll take it out. We can get it. So maybe a demand-led. We're not far enough from the low for me to confidently think that the low is in. You know, that 960 area though, it looks pretty good on a weekly chart there, and we're right there now, and the September beans are ready.
Well, that looks to be a value. I think the question is, were these routine sales or routine business, and can we catch up on exports enough to get over the hump of this big ending stocks number that we have?
We got our work cut out for it. There's no question about it. But, you know, taking it in a relative sense compared to nothing, which is what we did for a long time, I think some in the export trade are at least encouraged that it looks like we finally were able to crack open the bin here again and get something going. We got a ways to go. This is not a bull market, but, you know, cure for low prices, right? Our low prices. So hopefully we see a better demand on both the corn and the bean side.
Yeah, let's hope so. It'd be nice to get ending stocks a little bit lower here. All right, Brad, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time and your insight and expertise, especially on cattle.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Brad Coimo is Coimo Barlick in Sioux Center, Iowa. When we come back, we'll do some price action perspective or technical action perspective with Gary Artek. That's coming up here on AgriTalk.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Head to Mattress Firm's best sale of the year, the Labor Day sale. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, it's B-Dub, and if you ride a motorcycle, I've got a reminder for you. Smooth rides start with smart choices. Even one drink can turn your ride into a crash waiting to happen. Alcohol affects both your reaction time and your judgment. Don't risk it. Remember, it's not just about getting a DUI. It's about protecting your life and the lives of others you care about on the road. If you've been drinking, don't roll the throttle. Ride sober or get pulled over. Let's keep the thrill of the ride alive and safe. Ride sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Brandon Walter is a corn portfolio marketing lead at Corteva. He joins us right now. Brandon, Pioneer has always been an innovator in corn genetics, but it starts with the basic, and that means the germplasm, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ultimately, all of our products and our performance is based on that germplasm. But I think the thing that's exciting at Pioneer is we spend a lot of time on helping deliver that best-in-class germplasm, but ultimately, too, of how can we help support additional farmer needs and also continue to bring the latest and most advanced traits to the marketplace as well.
Very good. What's new for the 24 season?
We're really excited about the launching of our two newest technologies, both four-seed enlist corn and power cornless corn. So as we think about four-seed enlist corn, what that product is, that's going to bring us both above and below ground protection. So when you think about those heavy corn-on-corn acres, it's a great option to go out there and help defend against those tough pests. And what we're seeing with that is not only the enhanced insect protection, but also the yield advantage. And so in 2023, our Vorseed Enlist products showed about a 71% win advantage with a 12.1 bushel advantage versus both SmartStax and SmartStax Pro competitors. For those customers that don't have the corn on corn acres and are maybe looking for something that just brings that above ground protection, PowerCore Enlist Corn is going to be a great option. And so that's going to bring, again, just that above ground protection against those tough pests, but again, continues to bring that enhanced yield advantage when we think about a 68% win advantage in 2023 with about a 9.3 bushel advantage. So again, both of these technologies are going to give our farmers the yield potential that they've seen from Pioneer, but continuing to bring all those other additional features here for the 2024 season and 25 season and beyond.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information, Brandon?
Customers can go to pioneer.com, or another option too is go talk to your local Pioneer representative and they'd be happy to talk to you more about our Vorceed Enlist Corn and PowerCore Enlist Corn options for the 2025 season.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brandon. That is Brandon Walter, Corn Portfolio Lead for Corteva.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at AgMarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed. Distributed exclusively by BASF.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Michelle, working for Chip Flory. And right now we call on Carrie Artek with Artek Advisory and WickedStocks.com, who is joining us to talk about chart action today, starting off with December 24 corn. And Carrie, thanks for being with us. I know we hit new contract lows again today in that DEES 24 corn contract. So talk a little bit about where you think we're projecting to now.
We did. You know, we're certainly in a bear market. And, you know, I've got several longer term channel tops that are well above the market now. The most recent one is at 435 half. That's a 1 year structure on the weekly chart that we tested in May and fell away from. My target at the time was a 2 year channel bottom on the December chart itself. And that is actually at 388 half this week. It was in the low 390s just a couple of weeks ago. We've been testing it and bouncing very modestly off of it. And yes, we are still in a long-term bear market, but we could bottom out here. And I'll get to that in a second. But, you know, from 388 half, and I know we closed today at 386 half, but from this area, we can round back up perhaps over the next 2 to 3 months to 435 half. I would have a clear cut buy signal into later September and October if we were to close above 410 even. So that's an area that can contain weekly highs, but if we could close above 410 even, that does reverse momentum and should within 2 to 3, 3 to 5 weeks yield that 435 half long-term resistance where we could top out through the rest of the year. Now for this 388 half 2 year channel bottom, this is a meaningful floor of support. And if we close below it at the end of a week, this week, by a 1% margin, because it's a 2 year structure, my rule of thumb is if it's 6 months or longer, the line study, I need to add that 1% margin just for what I call kind of a technically reliable sell signal. So that's 384 half on Friday. We closed Monday 386 half. If we close 384 half really any day this week, I think it begins to sort of shift into a continued bearish dynamic within a couple of months, 340 even within by the end of the year, perhaps 320. And really, I've got 293 and a quarter as a long-term support level. It's a 12-year channel bottom that I think this market could test, you know, as we move into winter, spring, if we close 384 half or lower on Friday. Or really any day this week. And the inverse, of course, is if we close at or above 388 half, just the opposite. We're still in this sort of patience testing, bottoming process that could play out into later year, with 435 half in reach over the next few months. On to October feeder cattle. We rolled from September to October over the weekend. September was a higher price contract. So now we've got October that rolled below for the first time, a 1 year channel structure that's been holding well for the last few weeks. You know, we've dropped over 30 handles since the May high when we tested a 30-year channel top, and now we're kind of at this one-year channel bottom at 239 even. We closed today at 237.47, and it really is a weekly settlement below 239 even, once again, by a 1% margin. This week's magic number, October feeder cattle, 236.62. If we close there or lower on Friday, we do enter a significant sell signal that I'm expecting to play out through the rest of the year. 221 and a quarter then expected within a couple of months, and over the following 3 to 5 months, I would expect 209.45, where we could actually bottom out into next spring. But until then, we are still merely testing long-term support. And if October can close 239 even or higher on Friday, then we're still in this bottoming process, despite the fact that we've fallen, pretty significantly in the last 3 months. 255 even in reach by October expiration. And once again, that 30-year channel top that is at 268.10 that we've tested twice now in the last year would be in reach over the next 3 to 5 months. If we were to close at or above 239 even, we need some buy signals to set that in play. But this is bottoming, this is bottom picking territory, I should say. And finally, Stryker is a stock. It's a large cap stock. It is a technology stock. It's an American multinational, actually medical technology corporation out of Kalamazoo, large cap. Many of your listeners may know about it. Symbol SYK. We had a buy signal in this last week that we're expecting to yield 20% gains over the next 2 to 3 months. We closed today at 354.21. 351.50 is our base of support that can contain selling through the rest of the year. And over the next 2 to 3 months, we're expecting this kind of longer term channel top that is presently at 398, but rising a buck and a half a week. It'll be in the 420s by December. So that's where we're getting that 20% move to the upside. Inversely, if we close the week below 351 half, all bets are off, failed buy signal that should yield a 10% break over the next couple of months back to about 315 even. And that pretty much rounds it out, Michelle.
Sounds good. Hey, I have a follow-up on the feeder cattle chart.
Yes.
If we hold the lows that you were talking about there and we get a retracement, how much is likely?
How much of a retracement?
How much of a retracement could we get once that October feeder cattle contract bottoms, do you think?
Well, I think 239 even is your pivot point. And if we can close at or above it this week, I'm talking Friday, I see 255 even as a realistic by October expiration objective over the next 2 full months. And that would be the level that we need to take out to reach 268.10. I see 268.10 as a potential, but I don't see it clearly indicated unless we can get above 255. And once again, if we close 236.62 or lower October feeder cattle, this market enters a bear market, really, through the rest of the year, 209.45, then likely within probably 3 to 5 months where we could actually bottom out into next spring.
All right. Great stuff. How can folks get in touch with you if they want more information about your services?
ArtacAdvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C, the word advisory.com. I offer a 2-week trial there. We also have WickedStocks.com, and that is the stock advisory service. You just go there, and we offer a 5-day free trial up front with a month-by-month subscription.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Kerry Artek with Artek Advisory and WickedStocks.com. Thanks for joining us. Davis,
you
bet. You have a great day. And Davis is coming back in to give us a little bit of a weather outlook from the National Weather Service as well.
Well, yeah, I've got the 6 to 10 day outlook. That's valid Sept 1 through September 5. We've got below normal temperatures expected over the Great Lakes region. That's going to stick clear down into Oklahoma. It'll be warmer out west and in the southeast. Precip, they took it out for the Corn Belt. Crop tour area is now under below normal precipitation in the 6 to 10 day above normal move southward. Looking out just a little bit further to the 8 to 14 day, you basically got near normal temperatures, eastern belt, hot western belt, and still dry across crop tour areas. Michelle?
All right. And I think Chip is on the road tomorrow. They have the Merck days coming up. So you'll want to tune in for that.
You
bet. All right. And thanks for joining us here on AgriTalk. I'm Michelle Rook. Have yourself a great afternoon.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300.